In this country, the U.S. Capitol is the place where laws are made. 1,000 years ago, it was perhaps this Earth Lodge that was the equivalent. A new farm bill will be created this year. Make your voice heard. Visit my sponsors at OxfamAmerica.org/farmbill to learn more. On the outskirts of Macon, Georgia, there is a place that once was home to a group we know as the Mississippians, Native Americans who lived here about 1,000 years ago. Today, it is the mounds, like the Great Temple Mount, that attract visitors to learn more.
It's 55 feet high, approximately about 40 feet square, so it is a fairly sizable structure. We have evidence of three structures up on top of the mound.
Jim Davis is superintendent of Okmulgee National Monument. No one knows how long it may have taken to build structures such as this.
It's solid earth. If you can figure how long it would take carrying, once again, a basketload of time to pile up 55 feet high of dirt, it's a lot of effort.
In addition to the Great Temple Mound, there is a Grand Earth Lodge that provides further insight into daily life 1,000 years ago.
Mississippian mounds are found throughout the eastern half of the United States. Other Mississippian sites, none of them have a earth lodge that is open to the public. Most sites did have a meeting room, but most of those the archaeologists have found were not in good condition. This one here, when the archaeologists uncovered it, was in pristine condition.
Visitors can actually go inside the Earth Lodge and see what archaeologists have uncovered.
It's circular. There are 47 seats that come around the circle, each of these seats slightly higher and wider than the preceding seat. They meet a bird-shaped effigy on which there are three highest and widest seats of the group.
Archaeologists believe the lodge was the place where important decisions were made. It's truly a historical gem to be seen. Traveling the Countryside and sponsored by OxfamAmerica.org/farmbill. In Macon, Georgia, I'm Andrew McCrae.